This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, G-E-T-T-R, the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California out there is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be the second time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, Kyle, we had us an election in a couple states last night. What happened?
Well, first of all, Captain, major message sent out of the Commonwealth of Virginia with a clean sweep of the governor, of the lieutenant governor,
yep,
and of the attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
And also, of course, we're waiting now, of course, what's happening in New Jersey. That's very, very close. And they're going to be counting the perhaps even votes that have come in through the mail that would have been postmarked on Tuesday, we understand. So we may be waiting a little bit for that.
Yep.
But the very fact that we're waiting for it says a lot.
And one other thing, the good folks in Minneapolis, Minnesota, decided not to defund or get rid of their police department. That went down in a blaze of glory.
It certainly did. Well, obviously, it was not any kind of well-thought-through thing. I think the people rejected it for the right reasons. And, Captain, you know, this whole thing about defunding the police, I think, is going to go by the wayside as so many people see what's happened in various parts of the country where this kind of thing has tried to be implemented, and it's not a good plan.
Well, they're also voting on that in Seattle, and we're going to see what happens there. I'm not sure that we got, I'm not sure if they voted on it last night, but Seattle's another area where they were going to bring back the police because they already voted to cut the budget by some tremendous amount of money.
Well, that's right. And in areas where if they would defund the police or try to abolish them in some way, people are going to end up voting with their feet. And those areas are going to continue to see huge spikes in crime. It'll become unlivable and people will go somewhere else.
All right. Now, it's fair to assume that the wheels are coming off the Biden economy.
Well, yes, that's an understatement, to be sure. Unless you're Pete Buttigieg, right? Unless you're Pete Buttigieg, and by the way, Captain, I saw all the ships out there again outside of Long Beach today, and they're still there. Some have moved to different places, but there's still a bunch of them there, very, very many. But Pete Buttigieg had said early on, well, this is because the Biden economy is doing so well. that we have this problem. But, of course, that's just a bunch of, well, can I use a Biden term, malarkey.
Hockey puck.
That's right. But, yes, the wheels are coming off because people are seeing now that the inflation is rising. They're going to have a harder time with their buying power. We're seeing places reduce hours and so forth or not be open hardly at all because they can't get staff, restaurants especially. Crime is up. And just across the board, the general feeling in the economy, and remember, consumer spending drives two-thirds of our economy. So that's a very, very important thing. If everybody gets spooked out there as we're coming out of COVID, it'll be a disaster upon a disaster.
Now, guess what was spotted coming into the port of Miami yesterday?
What was that?
Several container ships.
That's right. That's right. Just like I'm talking about. Exactly. So they're making their way now to Miami in many cases.
Yep. Florida's going to save Christmas.
Well, that's right. Well, that's right. Well, and what the American people are looking for, Captain, they're looking for leadership. They're looking for a president. They're looking for a secretary of transportation. They're finding, though, for example, in Governor DeSantis, for example, someone who is willing to lead because they want these problems fixed. But for some reason, I think the Biden administration wants to talk about fixing these problems, but they don't really want them fixed for some odd reason.
Now, we had one interesting dilemma yesterday in the Virginia election. And after the Virginia DOP and others claimed that voters in Virginia were told they would be prohibited from entering polling places if they did not wear a mask, the Virginia Department of Elections Commissioner Chris Piper immediately called up the polling places and said, hey, you cannot mandate masks as a requirement to vote.
Yeah, that sounds, again, like something that would be done to, I don't know, help suppress the vote?
Democrats.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right. That's a dirty trick, by the way.
Yeah, it was a dirty trick and it didn't work.
And that's very good, especially, Captain, with those Republicans that you were talking about on yesterday's program, watching those ballot drop boxes.
Oh, they were.
Yeah.
They were, and that's why I was very concerned when I started to see the numbers come the other way there. But Youngkin has gained a few votes along the way with 99% of the vote in. So he has been declared the winner, and we had him declared. Actually, our Salem affiliate, townhall.com, our media partner, townhall.com, was the first one to come out and declare him the winner.
That's right. I called that earlier this evening, yeah.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we progress into the early morning hours here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And we had lunch with him yesterday over there at the Mission Barbecue in West Waters. And I think we're going to have some special company next week on Wednesday, or on Tuesday, rather, when we're there. We'll find out. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, go over there, take a look at all the stuff they got. You'll see it right there on the home page, and it says, with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code is Captain. And then, if you really want to save more money, click on that Radio Listener Specials logo link that's right there. That'll take you into a page where you'll see a couple dozen or maybe as many as 30 items, and you'll be able to save more money over there. All you got to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Now, you want to buy Christmas gifts? Guess what? They got them right there. No problem at all. No problem at all. Won't need to wait. Won't need to worry. Now, you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for any of the questions that you might happen to have or to place your order there. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Very simple. Go over there and give it a shot because at least you'll know you have your Christmas gifts. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
Yep. I didn't catch you napping, did I?
No.
Just Joe Biden on the line here. Oh. Okay, here we go. The GOP senators in D.C. have called out Joe Biden's climate hypocrisy, demanding a tally of the emissions to transport the officials back and forth to Glasgow, including John Kerry's private airplane.
Well, John Kerry, he's important. You know, so he says he has an important job, and he's a very, you know, so he has to fly the private jets. Now, I think it's important to realize that we don't begrudge people flying in private jets, But the problem occurs, Captain, when those people who are flying in the private jets want to make sure that they're telling us that we're somehow responsible for all of the global warming and all that stuff. And there's an aristocracy sort of feeling about this that, well, you know, all the little people have to do what we tell them to do. And people don't like that.
Yeah, but he has an advantage because he takes cases of ketchup with him to bribe people with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, education is going to continue to play an important role in other states' elections, as well as the economy, as we saw yesterday in Virginia, as well as New Jersey. Now, New Jersey is one of those states where gasoline always used to be cheap because the gasoline taxes weren't that high and they had refineries right there. But when they start hitting $3 plus a gallon in New Jersey, now you got a problem. People are taking notice. Now, we're going into the midterms in 2020, and the inflation is going to be a problem. It's not going away. So isn't education.
Well, that's right. These things are things that can't be hidden. They can't be explained away by Jen Psaki at the White House press briefing room. And, of course, we hope that she's feeling fine after testing positive for COVID. But the issue is, Captain, again, that people see things happening. They see it all around them. They talk to their friends. And they know that their wallets are lighter than they were before. And you can't convince people that it's all just an illusion.
By the way, these Obama and Biden and Clinton voices, talking heads that are on the television talking about what's happened in Virginia and what's happened in New Jersey, they're going, well, you can't judge all of this by the one election. This was local. This was something local that was going on there in those states. But it doesn't affect the country, and it won't affect anything in 2022 either. Want to bet?
Well, if it's so local, if it's so local, why did they bring in Obama? Why did they bring in Biden? Why did Kamala Harris go there?
Big Mama Stacey Abrams.
Well, Stacey Abrams, I figured she was going to show up. As we saw how the returns were going, I figured she was going to show up and get on stage with Terry McAuliffe and tell him, don't worry, you really won the election, just like I won the election.
Oh, that's coming.
Yeah, and then, of course, that begs the question, you mean just like Trump won the election or something like that? But they are definitely, I don't know that they really have a leg to stand on to challenge anything, but Stacey Abrams has never conceded, and as far as I know, Terry McAuliffe hasn't conceded yet either.
No. Now, I got to ask you a question. Did Joe Biden achieve any unity on the climate issue over there?
Well, I think that in terms of everybody patting each other on their back, probably. But generally speaking, without China and Russia involved in this, and they have simply shown what they think of all this. They are going down the road, they say to themselves, I believe, we're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to build coal-fired power plants. We're going to build up our military, in the case of China especially. And we're going to do things in our own self-interest. And I just don't really believe, and I believe it was John Kerry who said this the other day, so I want to be correct, but I think it was John Kerry who said, well, you know, with China, we have this common ground about climate change. I really want to ask John Kerry, does he really believe that? Because I don't think anybody really does. I don't think anybody believes that China thinks, well, on the one hand, we're the Chinese Communist Party, and we think we should take over the world, basically. But, you know, when it comes to climate change, we all got to work together. I just, nobody buys that stuff.
No, no. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Check him out, kylewarrenshow.com. All right, now, Biden on OPEC and Russia says that he's still going to ask them for oil help to see if they'll produce some more oil to help out their pals, the United States. He says that we'll probably hear back sooner rather than later. Really? I'll bet we won't.
I got a message into Russia. Don't worry. I left him a couple of messages, Captain. I want to see if they're going to call me back later. And they're usually pretty good about getting back to me. Really? That's like the checks in the mail, number one. But, Captain, I think Donald Trump down there in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, would love to pipe up and simply say, guess what? we wouldn't have to ask them to pump more oil if you didn't cause us to stop being energy independent.
Yeah.
And he would be so justified in saying that.
Yep, because Biden stopped the pipeline, Biden stopped the additional drilling, Biden stopped the offshore drilling as well as the drilling on the government lands where we were getting a lot of oil. He slowed the refining down, and it's all on Biden.
It's all on Biden, or whoever is, you know, telling Biden what he should or shouldn't do. It's just that
the Politburo.
Right, because, again, why are we doing this when it obviously hurts America, and why would you put our destiny, basically, in the hands of another country like Russia?
Now, Alec Baldwin shared his Rust crew member's post slamming the reports of unsafe and chaotic conditions. Did you see that?
I did. I believe there were one of the crew members, a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Who tweeted out that everything was okay. The conditions were adequate. First of all, I don't know. You know, Alec Baldwin is an experienced actor. You know, everybody remembers him from so many years ago. He's been in this biz a long time. And he's got to get to the point where he listens to whoever is counseling him on this, and that is, don't say anything about this stuff. Don't get out and talk to reporters and say, I was told not to make any comments, but here's my comments on what's, you know, going. Don't do that. I think, Captain, everybody's starting to really scramble. They understand this is a criminal investigation, not that there was an intent to kill someone, but that there could be criminal negligence. And the best thing everybody involved in that right now can do is just don't say anything while this investigation goes on, because there's going to be lawsuits and there's going to be all kinds of stuff raining down on this. And I think he should stay out of it. And don't tweet out pictures of Halloween costumes or stuff like that. Just stop for a while, because a woman died and they're trying to figure out how this happened.
Yeah, and in a poll conducted ahead of next year's midterm elections, the Republicans made out slightly better than the Democrats in a generic congressional ballot, though both parties showed negative approval ratings, according to The Hill.
Well, right. People are going to be generally frustrated with what's happening, but the message is starting to get through. And the message also of standing up to these horrendous spending bills. The Republicans obviously are not going to be voting for it. Senator Joe Manchin has shown the spotlight into, and Kyrsten Sinema, of course, are showing the spotlight into how to stand up to something like this. And it's much more akin to Republicanism than it is to the standard Democrat stuff. So, yeah, they're doing a good job.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have our buddy Ron Edwards take us to break. By the way, today, hour number four, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be on the show. Looking forward to talking to him about all sorts of stuff. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Joe Biden and other world leaders continue to work at the Glasgow, Scotland UN Climate Summit.
On Tuesday, they pledged to protect the Earth's forests, cut methane emissions, and to work to help South Africa wean itself from coal. It's a flurry of deals intended to avert what they say would be catastrophic global warming. Britain hailing the commitment by more than 100 nations to end deforestation in the coming decade as the first big achievement of the conference. The experts did note that such promises have been made before and were very shortly later broken, but the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying at a news conference it's important to, in his words, guard against any false hope, but added that he is cautiously optimistic about the outcome of the summit. All three Wall Street indexes setting records in Tuesday trading, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And don't forget, you can catch Mark Walters on many of these same stations Sunday nights for the Monster Cast of Armed American Radio. To find out more, go to armedamericanradio.org, the website. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, and of course that would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Now, I take Relief Factor, and I've been taking it for about 6 years now, a little bit more than 6 years, and I take it because it works. And I was able to get rid of Mobic and Flexerol, which were giving me some side effects, which I didn't particularly care for. So I went to this drug-free, totally drug-free program with Relief Factor. Now, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. But it also lowers or eliminates any pain that you have associated with the problems you have in everyday life. Now, don't forget, but this product will also alleviate pain by going right to the source. And I'm kind of curious because I want to find out how George the Godfather is doing. I haven't seen him lately, and he hasn't said much of anything to me. And he started Relief Factor last week, so we'll see if we can find out how he's doing here this morning. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that are good for you, good for your body. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start, $19.95. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and give it a try. That's all you got to do. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Grab the 1995 3-week quick start, and you'll be on your way to being pain-free. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, in lieu of all this stuff that's going on, you couldn't make this stuff up if you had to, especially with what's happened in Virginia and what appears to be happening in New Jersey and Minneapolis, where they were going to get rid of the police and now they're not. I mean, we can agree that the socialists are taking over the Democratic Party, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
But they just suffered a monumental defeat.
I think they really did. I think that they will try to double down on a lot of this stuff because, as we've seen, Captain, the so-called progressives, the very far left, they have been unwilling to compromise on any of the Biden these bills, these spending bills. Whereas under normal circumstances, quote unquote, you would eventually compromise. You'd get some spending, but not all the spending you wanted, just to get a bill passed and get a win overall for the party. They're not interested in that. They're not interested in the Democrat Party being the Democrat Party. They want it to be the Democrat Socialist Party or the Socialist Party or what have you. They're not interested in any kind of regular business transactions politically, as it were. So, yes, they have taken over, but they have been dealt a blow. But we have to be very, very careful because now they feel that they're wounded, and they're going to try to double down on a lot of this stuff.
Now, we know about some 9,000 New York City firefighters, police, and EMS workers being laid off because they're not having the vaccine, correct?
Right.
But over the past couple of days, we've had as many as 2,300 New York City firefighters call in with the red flu.
That's right. And again, they're protesting this notion that they're being mandated to have a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, for those who have already contracted and fought off the illness already.
All right, let's go to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is it Bart from Live Oak?
How are you?
I'm doing great. I think yesterday was one of the best days I can remember with the election being so great.
You bet.
The Atlanta Braves finally got a little reprieve from an all-star game, and the stock market hit the top.
Mm-hmm.
How much more can you ask for one day? but I'd like to go back to this bill in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And these electric cars. Elon Musk is one of the real geniuses of our time, without a doubt. And he has certainly taken advantage of our government by getting this tax rebate money for all the Tesla cars he's made over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And now the union shops, according to this bill, if I understand it, the union shops are going to get a $12,500 rebate.
Mm-hmm.
On electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
The non-union are going to get a $7,500 rebate on mm-hmm. electric cars.
Yep.
I don't understand how we can keep doing that and rewarding these people for this.
Okay.
And by the way, just for a question,
mm-hmm.
how much road tax do these electric cars pay like fossil fuel cars pay? I'll leave that with all of you.
Okay.
And I'd like to hear Denise's comment about that also.
All right. Thank you, Bart. I'll ask Denise when she comes on in a few minutes. Thank you. Okay. Now, Kyle, it's interesting what he's saying there because, of course, when you buy gasoline, you pay tax at the pump, right?
That's right.
When you plug in your electric car to charge it, are you paying any tax anywhere?
Well, you're not paying a tax for the roads. That's for sure. But that's why I think, Captain, we'll see a move to start taxing people for the miles that they drive.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so that will. So here's the ironic thing. This is it. Oh, I'm going to save gas. I'm going to help the planet. I'm going to save money. I'm going to save fueling up at the gas station. But now, here they come. They're still going to find a way to tax you. So are you really going to save that much? I mean, really? They're still going to get their money one way or the other.
Well, I don't want an electric car for two reasons. Number one, I'm afraid I'd get out there somewhere in the road and I've driven, you know, 200-300 miles, whatever it is, and you're looking for a charging station, and what aren't you not going to be able to find?
A charging station.
And you're going to die on the highway somewhere on the side of the road.
Well, until the technology will improve over time. What that time frame is, I don't know. But I do think that having a gas-powered car right now, or a gas-powered or diesel-powered big rig, is the way that you can use the energy the most efficiently for the money to get things where they need to be over long distances. That's not going to change anytime soon. We're going to see a lot of innovation.
Yeah.
But the cross country and what you're describing, no, that's not going to happen for a while.
Yeah, by the way, Fred is chiming in here. He said congratulations to Glenn Youakim and those who work for him, hard to push him over the finish line in Virginia. New Jersey, of course, is too close to call, but even there is a strong message, Fred, from Fort Lauderdale. You are right, Fred, and I'm well aware of that. We've been talking about it. We'll continue to talk about it on and off all night. I'm just not going to dwell on it. Because there are other things going on, obviously. For example, did you know what happened in Cleveland yesterday?
What was that?
Well, the Cleveland Baseball Park, the Major League team, removed all the Indians' name and logo that was on the baseball stadium. They got up there, and they took the hammers and chisels and all that stuff and chiseled the names off everywhere where it was on the stadium walls and whatnot.
They've been erased.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, well, weren't they called the Guardians now? They'll be called the Guardians.
Yeah, but the problem with that is they've taken the name of their soccer team.
That's right. Yeah, there's another team that was called the Guardians.
Yeah, it's the Cleveland Guardians soccer team.
Yeah, they came calling to say, guess what?
They did not check with them to see if the name was copyrighted or not, which I think it is. I think they may have to change their name again.
Well, that's true. Typically, you'd have a corporate attorney that would go through and see if there's any trademark infringement that you might.
Well, you see, this soccer team is not Major League Soccer. It's Minor League Soccer. Well, so maybe they were thinking that they could get away with it, but I don't think so.
Well, that's right. So some due diligence might have been in the offing there. But well, we're seeing these things happen, and it's no different. I mean, in ancient Egypt, if they hated the old pharaoh, they would chisel his name off of all the obelisks,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So we've seen this before, but it's happening here and for various reasons.
Are you familiar with the Harris poll?
Yes, I know that they do the polling, yes.
Yeah, it's a liberal poll, and they came out, and this must be killing them, they came out with a result yesterday. The GOP is slightly ahead in a generic congressional ballot survey for 2022.
And I'm not surprised at this point because of
this
what
is
we're
a liberal
saying.
Poll, though.
That's right. So it's harder to overwhelm that with liberals who would be taking the poll, because there are a lot of people out there, Captain, who are still getting upset with what they see happening. Imagine what it would be like 10 months from now.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too, as we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to have Mark Walters take us to break this time, and here we go.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. They whined about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy.
Yes,
your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest is a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha. That's Don and Don up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. By the way, check them out, CowboyLogic.us. CowboyLogic.us. You'll be glad you did. A lot of fun there on their website. Alrighty, we are going to get it started here with a little Big and Rich. So here we go.
Everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. All the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. About nothing, I'm singing and bling bling. Chevrolet for your Escalade, your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Scuzz Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, were you singing to that?
I was.
Yeah, I was too. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. That, you know, that was a fun song that those guys did, and it kind of just breaks the monotony a little bit when you're out there driving the highway and byway, and you're wondering what you're going to do next, right?
That's exactly right.
That woke some guys up, and I was glad to do it. All righty, let's go with the highway report, and you tell us what's going on out west.
All right, folks, out west tonight, of course, we're looking at more storms coming into the Pacific Northwest and Northern California regions. We expect, of course, there to be more rain coming in Wednesday. Also, Friday, another storm will be coming in. And then also over in Colorado tonight, we've got snow as you come up I-25. Head north towards Denver. This is going to be in the higher elevations, of course, about another 1 to 3 inches or so falling as we go through Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. This is going to be on top of the already 2 to 6 inches that have already fallen in those areas. So be careful. But there's going to be some drying out and a little bit of a warm up comparatively to about 50s or so in that region as we head into Wednesday, so that's some good news there. And then also, we've got in southern Oregon, we've got high wind warnings along Highway 395 near Lakeview that heads on down into parts of Northern California as you head towards Alturas. Maybe not quite down as far as Susanville, but you want to be careful anyway in those areas. Also, high wind or wind advisories near Redding and Eureka, and this is also going to go up through up the I-5 corridor, up through Medford, Oregon, as well. That's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
By the way, we just had a little message here. I'll read it real quick before I get to my end of the weather. From Bob the Lobby Cop. Okay there, Bob the Lobby Cop. He's talking about the phrase frog in boiling water. He said it's a commonly used metaphor, but actually inaccurate. Pretty sure the frog will jump out.
I think it would, but yeah, the idea is that if you put him in the water and you slowly turn up the temperature, you won't notice it as much as if you threw him in the boiling water. But
well, I'm not going to find out. So.
I know. That's not an experiment I really want to do.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the weather again, because up there in northern Michigan, folks, as well as Green Bay, Wisconsin, we do have some lake effect snow, and the northern upper peninsula up above Wisconsin, we've got snow up in there in the lee shore of the lake, so be advised of that. And then, boy, the temperatures are just cold all across the central part of the U.S., I-70, I-64, I-40 coming across Tennessee. We've got a hard freeze warning in the Nashville, Tennessee area going up I-65 all the way up into, let's see, the southern part of Indiana. Louisville, you're in this hard freeze right now across the southern part of Ohio as well, over through the mountains over there in Pennsylvania and Maryland and Kentucky, and also up into the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, coming out of the Allegheny Tunnel there, down south out of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, down to Philadelphia, over in the higher elevations of New Jersey, cold temperatures over towards New York City, southern part of New York. Looks like Long Island, you got some cool temperatures there, even all the way over to where Lynn is at in Cape Cod. So they'll probably have their heat on up in there. And then moving over here to Missouri, you've got all the way across I-44, all the way to St. Louis, you've got a hard frost going on there. And north of that, up on I-70, you're going to see a hard freeze. It comes across into towards Effingham, Illinois, and over to Indiana. And then we've also got a little bit of that down there in Arkansas, the northern part of Arkansas, coming across I-40. We've got a frost and a freeze advisory I-40 coming across all the way, as I said, into Tennessee. And then don't forget, Kentucky is just about the whole state is under a hard freeze advisory tonight. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of policies, everybody. We appreciate him very much and the great job that he does for us. Now, of course, the big thing here on the program is right now is the time that we normally hear from Denise Simon. Here she is right here calling in. Okay, so we're going to go to Denise Simon right now. Okay, were you surprised by anything last night?
Yeah, I was, to be honest with you. I expected some shenanigans.
I think there was some.
Because almost right out of the chute, there was a warning that there was going to be a delay in the mail-in count.
Right.
So, I was... that didn't surprise me. It surprised me that held. I mean, that didn't hold that they were able to, you know, get the votes in.
Well, they knew they were being watched, and they knew they had to do this right, and they knew all those boxes, those ballot boxes around that they had sitting all around the state were being watched, too. So I think they did pretty good. But when I saw those numbers starting to creep up after he'd had that big lead, Youngkin I'm talking about, I went, oh, boy, here we go again. But it didn't hold, so I'm glad to see that he was declared the winner, and he did win. But, of course, McAuliffe isn't conceding.
Well, and that's because of these mail-ins.
Right.
And he even said that when he did come out and speak earlier in the evening. And I think the difference in the vote totals right now is around 67,000.
It's a little more than that, but that's okay.
So, yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm happy for Youngkin for sure, but I would say that for the messaging to really be right and for voters to really be aware of the perils of what McAuliffe stood for and is, vote total needed to be, you know, well in excess of that, several hundred thousand.
Yeah, Youngkin has picked up a few more votes. He's up by 71,400, and he's also up percentage points 2.2. So that's where he's at right now. So he's picked up a few votes.
So I don't know when the rest of the vote totals, and they do something kind of strange and in Virginia, and that is if a mail-in ballot was dated yesterday, they have until Friday to count.
Yes, what I heard. We'll find out. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back when we get Ron Edwards in the mix here, if I can find him. Where'd he go? All right, well, we'll change that. Do something different.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's Yvette.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.